Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagel. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast, episode number 403. Today we're talking about the big debate going on right now at the FDA about which foods should be allowed to market themselves as quote-unquote healthy. The FDA is asking for public comment on this issue, and wouldn't you know, I do have an opinion on this, and in addition to sharing my thoughts with the FDA, I thought I'd share them with you as well. At the end of the podcast, I've also got a great listener Q&A on a weight loss supplement that has some interesting scientific research to back it up. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is the agency that gets to decide what kind of health claims American food manufacturers can make about their products. The claim that you'll find on a box of Cheerios cereal, for example, stating that Cheerios helps you lower your cholesterol, is allowed to be there only because the FDA has approved it. Make a claim that the FDA hasn't approved, and you may find yourself in a heap of trouble. That's what happened to the small company that makes Kind snack bars. Kind bars, I'm sure you've seen them. They're made primarily out of nuts, whole grains, and other wholesome ingredients. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being a completely unprocessed food and 10 being the most highly processed food you can think of, I'd put them at about a 3. The nutrition values vary, but I'm impressed that there are at least a half a dozen flavors that have only 5 grams of added sugar or less. That's pretty good for a snack bar. And yet, when Kind Bars tried to promote their bars as being healthy, they were pursued by the FDA for making false claims. The FDA argued that Kind Bars were too high in fat to be labeled healthy, even though the moderate amount of fat in these bars came from nuts. Hello, FDA? It's the 21st century calling. Fat is no longer considered unhealthy, particularly the healthy fats found in nuts. In fact, the American Heart Association recommends that we eat an ounce of nuts every single day, and a Kind bar probably contains about half of that recommended serving. To their credit, Kind pushed back against this ridiculous regulation, and they won. The FDA went home to update its criteria for what kinds of foods can be labeled as healthy. And they're in the middle of that process right now, and we're currently in the phase where they're soliciting comments from the public about what criteria we should use to determine whether a packaged food can be labeled as healthy. You can be sure that industry representatives, as well as lobbyists for other points of view, will all be arguing for criteria that are friendly to their own products and/or hostile to foods that they would like to sanction. Dr. Neil Barnard, for example, who is a prominent vegan activist, is lobbying against any criteria that would allow meat products to be labeled as healthy. And I'm sure that General Mills and Kellogg's are trying to secure a definition that would include more of their ready-to-eat cereals, and so on and so on. As I've already shared with many of you on Facebook and Twitter, I think this is a somewhat futile exercise. Almost any criteria you can think of will end up excluding wholesome foods or endorsing foods that aren't particularly healthy. A requirement that limited added sugar, for example, could exclude things like regular soda, but allow things like pasteurized apple juice and diet soda to be labeled as healthy. And the low-fat criteria that excluded Kind bars did allow things like fat-free pudding cups to be labeled as healthy. And no matter what criteria we ultimately arrive at, food manufacturers will find ways to tweak their low-nutrition foods in ways that meet those criteria without substantially improving the nutritional profile of those foods. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This entire conversation is missing the larger point. No food product can reasonably be declared to be healthy, or unhealthy for that matter, in a vacuum. And if you've ever emailed me or posted on Facebook to ask me whether a certain food was good or bad for you, and hundreds of you have done this, well, then you know that my next questions are always these. Number one, how much of it are you eating? If you're drinking 20 ounces of soda every day, I am concerned. If you have a small soda with your popcorn at the movies once a month, I'm probably not going to bat an eyelash. Number two, what else are you eating? Cured and processed meats, for example, have a bad reputation for increasing your risk of certain cancers. However, when consumed with plenty of vegetables, this risk virtually disappears. Number three, what would you be eating instead if you weren't eating that? A meal replacement bar might not seem like a great choice compared to a salad, but if it's that or a bag of M&Ms, I think I'd vote for the meal replacement bar. And finally, what are your individual needs and goals? Do you need to limit sodium? Are you diabetic or pre-diabetic? Are you trying to lose weight or maybe trying to gain weight? As we've been talking about over the last few weeks, foods often have a mix of good and bad points, and how you weigh these is going to depend on the larger context as well as your personal situation. So given all of this and the fact that healthy claims will inevitably do more to benefit food marketers than they will to benefit consumers, I think we should abandon the whole enterprise. Let's just have the manufacturers list the ingredients and the nutrition facts, and then let's learn to make good choices based on something other than marketing claims. Of course, if most of the foods that you buy don't have packages and ingredient lists, the less you have to worry about the ones that do. What are your thoughts on this topic? You can post them at quickanddirtytips.com, where you'll find a transcript of today's episode, along with the entire show archives, and also a link in case you want to post your own thoughts on the FDA's website. or join the always lively conversation on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. Before I wrap up, I also wanted to highlight a great question that I got from Beth this week about a nutritional supplement called R-lipoic acid, which has been studied as a potential weight loss aid. Beth forwarded me a very interesting study showing that this supplement caused subjects to lose more weight versus those taking a placebo. However, there was a catch. The cost of the supplement, which is available at your local drugstore, is not insignificant. In fact, in this one study, it amounted to about $140 for every additional pound lost. There were a few other strange things about this study as well, and you can join the discussion on how much you'd be willing to pay to lose a pound or five. You can find that post on my blog at nutritionovereasy.com. Thanks for listening and for all your great comments, your questions, topic suggestions, and for the reviews that you've posted on iTunes and Stitcher and wherever else you review content that you enjoy. If you know someone else who might enjoy this podcast or any of the other wonderful Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts, I hope you'll tell them about us. And now have a great week and remember to eat something good for me.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.